BVU men's basketball coach Brian Van Haften is my guest before our game tips off tonight. Monday night, Simpson Storm in town at Siebens Fieldhouse. Monday night basketball, VH. Feels good to be inside the Fieldhouse on a Monday.
It sure does. It feels good. We get one of these Monday games a year, and it's always nice when it's at home. And then they have to do the traveling and not us.
Coach, Saturday afternoon, Luther Norse were in town. We talked afterwards. It was a one-point game at the half, but boy, second 20 minutes for your squad was awfully impressive. You guys win 75-55.
Yeah, the guys played really well. I thought they played well the whole game. Defensively, we were sharp. I thought we forced them into some tough spots, and just a couple of, maybe three or four mistakes towards the end of the first half was all I noticed out there defensively. I thought the rest of it, in fact, in the second half, they scored four of the first six possessions in the second half, and then from there on out, the next 14 possessions, they only scored twice. And so just a really good defensive effort. I thought a couple of our bench guys, Connor Winkleman and Adam Jewell, had nice games defensively off the bench, and Canyon Hopkins played well, I thought, too. Overall, just an excellent game for our guys.
Coach, you and I get together Monday morning to visit, and I know over the noon hour or early this afternoon, you're going to be looking at some tape on the Simpson Storm and what they might bring to the court tonight.
Yeah, Simpson, I've said this to quite a few people. Simpson and Buena Vista are a lot alike. I think they're both defensive-minded teams. I think they've got one very good player in the post. I think both teams will compete. I think both teams will be tough. It just comes down to making a few shots as we go along the way, and hopefully we got the ability to make a few more than they do. So it will be a tough game, but we've got to take care of the basketball. It's one of the main keys for this game tonight for us.
That's a key. Brian, it sure seems to me like the last few box scores and games, your team's rebounding well.
Yeah, and it's funny, we haven't even talked about it all that much. I mean, we talk about it, but it's not something that we sit, okay, listen, we got to rebound the ball well in this game. I mean, we're just being who we are. We're trying to be aggressive. We've done a good job on the offensive glass, and the defensive glass, we've come up with some good ones. I think some of it also has to do with our transition game. We usually play fast, and teams don't want to get beat in transition by us, so they can just get back and not send as many people the offensive glass. And you put all that together, and things have gone well for us there.
Well, Simpson's 4-4 in the conference thus far, Coach, and they played Central College this past week. They played Coe College as well, and they won both ball games. Both were close.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to be. I mean, every game is going to be close. Simpson has really got the ability to get some stops when they really need them. They've got some really good athletes. I think they got an excellent point guard in Austin Turner. They have one of the best defensive four men in DJ Daphne in the league. So Kennedy will be challenged tonight. I think their wing players are good defensively. They bring a really nice team to the table. But both teams are good, and so it's going to be a good fight out there.
What do you do in between Saturday and tonight? I mean, do you guys just have a little light shoot-around on Sunday?
We did. We did. We got together at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. We watched some tape for about 45 minutes. We went through our scouting report at Simpson. We had actually done that last week, Sunday also, not knowing that the game was going to be postponed a week. And it gave us a chance just to run through a few things that they like to do offensively. And we spent about a half an hour to 45 minutes on that. That was it. We got a few shots, shot a few free throws, and that's it.
What are you going to tell your team before you take the court tonight? One last thing, word or two.
Well, I think, one of the things that I think is really important this time of year is mindset is really important. You can do all this stuff for your own, you can do it for your own glory. And you want to win as many games as you want because it looks good for you. You score as many points as you want because it looks good for you. But the bottom line is life is about giving for others. If you have a chance to be a great passer, we want to be a great passer. If you want to be a good, if you want to get your teammate open, let's set good screens. You want to come up with a loose basketball, do it for your teammates. And it really comes down to just giving all you got for your team and for your teammates. And if we do that, we'll be fine the last half of the year. And you know, just got to stay away from the disease of me. And we've done a great job of that so far. And looking forward to seeing what we can do tonight.
Well said, Coach. And I know you have one outstanding Simpson scorer, too. This Amsbaugh kid's tough.
Yeah, he is tough, and there's no question about it. He is a good player inside. He can step out and make some threes. We will definitely be challenged by him tonight. Even his backup, Nick Noah, is really playing well, too. Those guys have been scoring the bulk of their points, and we're going to have a really good game inside tonight.
Can't wait. Brian, thanks for the time, and good luck against the Storm.
Okay, sounds good, Chris. Thanks.
Coach Van Haften in the pregame will take a short timeout. Starting lineups next, right here on 97.5 KBVU.